WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This year, Superman is 50 years old. Ken Tucker has a review of a new home video release that will help you celebrate.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
In the early 1930s, two teenagers from Ohio, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, created Superman. The lantern jaw from the planet Krypton made his first comic book appearance in 1938. Superman's 50th birthday is a fact not lost on anyone who has anything to do with merchandising the most famous superhero in the world. It was inevitable, therefore, that during what DC Comics has dubbed Superman's 50th birthday year, Superman would pop up on video cassette in various forms. For example, a 1950 feature film called Atom Man vs. Superman, starring Kirk Allen, was released recently. It's little more than a silly goof. But there's also an ongoing series of cassettes featuring the TV version that so many baby boomers grew up watching. The latest volume of what is being called TV's Best Adventures of Superman has just arrived. It contains two episodes of the most famous Superman, the one played by actor George Reeves. Reeves was Superman for 6 years, from 1951 to 1957, and even when he was dressed in long underwear, suspended by the wires that made him look as if he was flying, Reeves radiated a gentle knowingness. It's sad that Reeves' life has been reduced to an answer to a trivia question. Whatever happened to George Reeves? He committed suicide in 1959, driven to despair after his Superman typecasting made it impossible for him to get other acting roles. Little of George Reeves' dark side comes across in these two shows, which consist of super business as usual, flying over Metropolis, breaking through brick walls, keeling over at the sight of kryptonite, rescuing reporter Lois Lane, and impressing cub reporter Jimmy Olsen to no end.
Superman.
Is he all right? He's coming around.
Some horrible character who looks exactly like him practically knocked Jimmy's head off.
Looks exactly like him.
Well, that explains a great deal.
Like what, for example?
Oh, nothing important, sir.
Well, whoever it was left that. He said he found it in Clark Kent's apartment.
Gridley.
That's it. Miss Lane, will you please call the police? Tell them to go to Gridley's office in the Barclay building.
Right.
I doubt the children raised on the special effects of George Lucas and Steven Spielberg will be impressed by the Superman TV shows, and adults probably relate to them now as camp. What's really impressive on this cassette is its little bonus, a 5-minute Superman cartoon made in 1942 by the Max Fleischer Studios. Fleischer, as you may know, was a great animator most famous for his Betty Boop cartoons. For Superman, he changed his style completely, creating the cartoon version of 40s detective films. When Superman becomes Clark Kent, he looks like Robert Mitchum in Horn Rims. The animation is so attractive and the tone so spooky that this Superman cartoon can be enjoyed by everyone in the family without a trace of condescension. Other new video cassettes include Nadine, starring Jeff Bridges and Kim Basinger in a cornpone comedy caper, and Rated X, a highly praised documentary from last year about a feminist examination of America's sexual stereotypes.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.